Say, bitachon is helpful, sai in inyone of Torah mitzvahs, and sai in day-to-day life, because in order to be mekayim the Torah, in order to be even a loyim de Torah, I'm going to have a lot of nisyonos, and bitachon is a big key. And number two, for menuchas hanefesh and life, we live in a life where there's so many different anxieties, worries. People are not happy. People are not happy with themselves, with the sviva, with what they have. As bitachon is going to teach us to be happier people and better people. So mela, it's one of the keys to work on. In fact, the Goyim says a reason yechidish. The Goyim is in the Agadata in Bechayrus. He's going to explain the Gemara in Yuma that says that the Churban Abayis Arishin, the chet was avodah zara v'gilui arayis and shvichas damim, but it was chitzoinius. As a mele, it was 70 years until they came back. But the chet of the Churban Bayis Sheni, even though they weren't over avodah zara, and they didn't do the chatayim, v'loi zu, they did taira, they learned taira, they had gemachim, they did chesed, they davened, they were very frum, but they were choyte b'sinas chinam, which is in the pnim. That's because the chet was b'pnim, therefore thousands of years were waiting for the tikkun. Azog the goyin gvaldik yechidish. What's the shayrish of the chet of sinas chinam? Parsh is before the goyin, you learn it's a chsarnim, bein adam l'chaveroi. As you have to work on your midas and bein adam l'chaveroi. The Goyim says the reason for sinas chinam is a chesaron in bitachon. Because if you really believe that whatever is for you is good, you would act differently to everyone else. Many of the reasons why we act the way we do to other people is even subconsciously, we don't realize, but we feel they're taking away, they're hurting me. As if you would have proper bitachon, you wouldn't be over on sinas chinam. As the Goyim learn, actually, that the tikkun that's going to be maybe the gula is bitachon. Because that's going to be misakim b'fnim, the chet, that was the shayrish of the gulas that we're in. B'loi zu b'lvad, the Goyim adds that a very nice oisafa. The first of the aseres hadibros, anoichi Hashem elokecha, emuna, bitachon. The last one, loisachmoid. Soifai noyitz bitchilosai. The first one and the last one are the klal of kol ha-toyro kula. Because if you're a muna and bitachon's right, as you won't be overrun by sachmoy, you won't come. And the first and the last is the klal of kol ha-toyro kula. As it's a very powerful going that working on bitachon is the mafteach, the shmira of kol ha-toyro kula. The Chovis Havavis starts off, he also says it's a big mafteach for Avodas Hashem, a big mafteach to be a happier person. He doesn't say it as far as the Goyim. The Goyim takes it to a whole different level in the importance of it. Okay, as let's start off with the Chovis Havavis. He's going to start off, the way the Chovis Havavis is built is first he explains to you what's the importance, what's the tayalis of the Midah. And then he explains to you the midah, but before we work on it, you have to know why it's important. Azog the chayvis alvavis. That the tayeles is because someone who's a baal bitachon, he has menuchas nafsha yibut chaynav alaloikav yisparev, and he's makayim ischiyah levtayach alavdoinav. And he says a powerful nekuda. in life, you're gonna be beteach in something. It's not like I don't believe in anything. You believe in something. The question is, what do you believe in? And this is a big chiddush of the Chayim HaSavavis. You know, we think minim apikarsim. I don't believe in anything. Some people you speak to, I don't believe in anything. I'm burnt out. I don't believe in it. No, you're always gonna believe in something. The question is just what. Zokter, either you believe in Hashem, you believe in the people around you, or you believe in yourself. As the avoide is, the bitachon should be in the right place. That's where the way the Chodesh Abadzim puts it down, a very big finish. And he says, the te'eles of putting your bitachon in Hashem is your zoicha to hashkachas Hashem with your b'teach v'Hashem. But when you b'teach in people and you b'teach in yourself, as then you lose your hashkachas Hashem. And this is a whopping finish, because we all believe Hashem is mashkiach on all of us. What does it mean you lose your hashkachas Hashem? Above here is mavur reason yehidish. If you believe in Trump, you believe in the American army, you believe in the Israeli army, it's a skula that you should lose out. Bad things should happen. But if you believe in Hashem, as good things are going to happen. Because Hashem's hashkacha is on the person who believes in Hashem. He says it's a mefurish pasuk in Yirmiyah. Kishtayim rasa asim, yoisi azu mekar mayim chayim. And they put their betachin in Tavnishar, Eichel Esev. As people nowadays are, quote-unquote, in their eyes, more intelligent, we wouldn't believe in an ego. That's the lowest. We don't believe in the psalim from India. We're not idiots. What do we believe in? Oh, I'm an Eloi. I run the world. Pliny, I believe in him. Das ist Eloish. Das ist Scheine Gewaltige. I believe in money. If I have money, I'm secure. I'm set up. If I don't have money, I'm worried. Das ist Scheine Eloish. Das ist Scheine. But he's telling us that it's a big mistake. And that's what's going to happen. You're either going to believe in this or you're going to believe in this. As the first step is to veer your belief into where it helps. And he says something unbelievable, very powerful. He says, a pasuk, we all know, we say in Benjamin, Baruch HaGever Shayiftach Mashem, V'hoy Hashem Iftacho. It's at the end of Benjamin. Some people don't make it there with their heads. But at the end of Benjamin, we say, Baruch HaGever Shayiftach Mashem, V'hoy Hashem Iftacho. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. And there are many good songs about it, but there's a hemshech of the pasuk. Orer hagerer asher yiftach ba'adam b'sham basa zaray u'min Hashem yosef nevoy. That's not so popular. If you're not b'iter b'Hashem, if you're b'iter ba'adam, you bring on yourself our klal. And that's very powerful. We look at b'tachin, it's a milo. If I'm not b'teach in Hashem, it's okay, because I'm not a perfect tzaddik. I'm not perfect in everything. So I don't have b'teach in Hashem. Okay, I'll work on it when I get older. Over here we see that it's a danger, because if you're not b'teach in Hashem, automatically you're going to believe in someone else, and you're putting yourself into a not good place. V'im yiftach al chachmosoi v'tach bulosoi, וכוח גופה עם השתדלוסה יגיע לריק ויח לשכויכו ותכתר תגלוסי מהסיק חפסוי. לויקין חכמים בערמם. אם יבטח ברויב עושר יויסה ממנו וישר לסודוסי. The biggest skula for a chacham to make a mistake is when he believes in his chacham. That's the biggest skula that he should make a mistake. We've seen so many smart people make such bad mistakes. Where does it come from? Because once you start believing in your chachma, that's a skula. Hashem's going to see, move the hashkacha, you're going to make mistakes. People who believe in their gvura, they're going to fall in milchama. They're going to, the gvura is going to go away. People who believe in their oisher, it's going to be taken away and given to someone else. As the biggest gula to give away your kaiches is to believe in your kaiches. It's a riesige chiddush, this chayves al gavis. It's not so in person. But the flip side of the coin is very positive, and it gives us, if you believe in Hashem, Hashem will help you to have chokhmah. Hashem will help you to have bina. Hashem will help you to have the gevura that you need in life. Kovui Hashem, yachlifu kayach. They were tzaddikim and gedolim that they learned tremendous hours. They had koiches to do mitzvahs. Where does it come from? Hashem gives them koiches when you're doing the right thing and you believe in Hashem. And there were people that were ashirim, and that's what he says. Kehelet, shofti v'yisi tachas Hashemesh, ki loy lekalim hameretz. Not all the time are the fast people the ones that win the races. Loy legiboyrim ha-mulchama. Not always the strong umays are the ones that win the mulchama. Beloy lechachamim lechem. There's so many people, bachrim and married people, that tell me, I'm going to be rich. Why? Because I work hard. I'm really going to put in a lot of hours. And I know, so another one came up and told me that if you believe in something, it's going to happen. Where did he hear it? In a Goyish song. If you believe in it, the Goyim believe, it's going to happen. Just keep on trying. Obviously, the Goyish song took out from the Gemara, but there I'll show them right, so Leilech, my leech in my sight. Abba, it doesn't always work that way. People are always looking for tips how to be rich. They ask rich people how to be rich. What do you mean? It's a kol mishamayim. You have to have bitachon. Now, the Olam is going to say, but there are a lot of rich people that don't have bitachon, and they didn't lose their money. And there's some gibayim that don't have bitachon. As a vada, there's a mazel that makes there's certain people that are supposed to be rich, but they don't have bitachon. And they're chesbon mishamayim that it should be an asayim. But for someone who doesn't have that mazel, as then, al gufa, if you don't believe, it's a skula that you should be, avad your koiches. As that's very powerful. Oh, okay. As that's another nekuda, zot the choyves al vavis, but somebody who doesn't put his bitachon in Hashem, Hashem will make it that he doesn't enjoy his money. Because he doesn't deserve to enjoy his money. He'll always be running to try to make more money. Or he'll just be a stingy guy, like you see some rich people that are so stingy that they pashut can't enjoy their money. As Hashem have ways, even the ones who that's their mazel, and Hashem won't take away their money, but if you don't put your bitachon in Hashem, you won't be able to enjoy it as much. That's what he says. Okay. That's when it comes to money and big coins. Okay. And then he says something which is very, very negative. This is also negative. Okay. One nekuda. Nebuch lo yaleinu. When I was back in America, I heard about a lot of you were caught taking mortgages from bank and lying. Having people invest in them and lying to the people. It was a huge chalashem. I don't want to go into the different names and the different people. It's one of the cities in America, which is the quote-unquote Torah city of America. And there was a lot of people that were caught doing shtikim and trickim. It was a huge chalashem. In different areas, big businesses that were very wealthy, people saw the money go down very, very quickly because of dishonesty. Dishonesty is also lack of bitachon. When people really believe in Hashem and believe that you can't get what you're not supposed to, you don't lie, you don't steal, because everything that's supposed to come to you, you're going to get. Reb Chaim Brisker used to say, a ganev is the biggest tipish in the world, because Hakol is Nigzer Alav on Rosh Hashanah. If he doesn't steal, it will come to him a different way. As it's a dipshus, he's just grabbing. Yeah, and if he's not supposed to have it, it's going to be taken away. Okay, so that's the Griska Kapa. Ganav is a dipish. Avalamaisa, the bottom line is, when you have bitachin, then the sienis of Gneva in business go down. Because you realize everything's from Hashem. Okay, that's what he speaks about. One more nekuda, which is another nekuda, which is very negeya, this man has said. He says that if you don't believe in Hashem, you're going to be an eved to personal, to what, the way people look at you. And you're going to always be going to be a people pleaser and try to please everyone around you. Why? Because I want everyone to look up at me. I need everyone to be machshav me. The way I dress is going to be the way people look up to me. The way I talk, the yeshiva I go to, I send my children to, the way I live my life. I'm always going to be out there to impress people, which is a lot of what social media is. People are always sending to people and trying to impress people. They're either telling people about themselves or sending to people. Because I want everyone to be machshav me. He says, if you believe in Hashem, as you believe that the way people look at you is biyad Hashem. If Hashem doesn't want them to look at you in a good light, you could do everything. You could wear all the stylish clothing. You could be the coolest, most with it. That's when you're a teenager. And then when you grow older, you could wear that watch, link something, that blue watch that's very chashev, I don't forget what it's called. You could wear the v'chule, you could do all the chashev things, but akol mishamayim. And those that act properly, manovim yitin chay, loim de teira yitin chay, Hashem gives matanis of chay. As bitachin frees us from being an eved to what? To public. This is something which Bizman Hazeh has taken over very strongly. People are very scared of public opinion. If we would have proper bitachin in Hashem, it would free us of being scared of public opinion. Okay, as that's the big teyelesim of bitachin. Bitachin is the ikir navayis Hashem. It helps us in Hashmiris, Tairis, and Mitzis. Va'oid, it brings a hashkacha from Hashem that He should watch over us. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. The Rishon Lezion used to say, the best thing about Midas HaBitachon is, besides being an unbelievable Midah, because it helps you to have Menuchas HaNefesh and Simcha inside, you get a bracha from Hashem for it too. Who doesn't want a bracha? Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. You get a bracha. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is the other way. And if not, then you lose Yashkocha. It's a siyata d'shmaya for the other way. And he talks about it in lieu with money and in public opinion. Those are two ways where we see it really affects people. And we really, if we would improve in our bitachin, it would make a very big difference in these areas. Okay. That's the aschola of shar bitachin. So we should be able to work together. Bitachin is the avoid of a lifetime. It's not something you are coined one time. It's something you have to think about it, work on it, and slowly it seeps in. And even when you have bitachin, but all of a sudden the sayin hits you, it's a lifetime avoid. As people think, bitachin I don't have to work on, it's a lifetime avoid. We'll finish with the story of the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav got a nadan. He was given a street in the city of, I think it was Warsaw, as his nadan when he got married. In those days, the Choshev Achsanim, they used to get a big prize, a big nadan when they got married. So he got a whole street in a certain city, as he was a Gvir Adir. And what happened? There was a war. and he lost his whole street in one day. The Briska Rav was shaken up. Mamish. He went from being a gvir to having money for everything he needed to mamish being a regular yogaman. He gets his mere paycheck, 600-700 shekel. Ayvei. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to function? As what did the Briska Rav do? As if you would hear the Tzaddikim stories, as you would say, the Briska Rav! Look, he's a Bitochen! That's like Klug, so have him Bitochen. You have to be smart to have Bitochen, and he would have been Mischazen. The Briska Rav sat down for hours and learned Choyvis Alhovish Shara Bitochen. After he learned it for hours, he said that what was shaking me up when I lost my city? He said, Be'emes, my day-to-day expenses, I still have. What was shaking me up? Because Kol Zman that I knew had money in the bank, I felt secure inside. When I lost my money in the bank, I lost my security. When I learned Chayvis Alvavis, I realized Ahav Hashem is my security. That's what I learned from Chayvis, from Shara Bitochen. I always have Hashem. I'm always secure. And he was mischazing. It's Givaldi. Even the Briska Rav, who was an Adam Gadol, but there are things that shake you up. And the Briska Rav used to learn Chodesh Avavis. Not only did he learn it, he knew it Mila B'Mila Balpeh, the same way he knew the Rambam. Yeah. Imamish was into it. As all the grace are mentioned here, we can all use chizek. That's okay. We started. Mez Hashem, next time we want to see, he has the maftechas to bitachon. Just so powerful. Ideas that are going to help us to have bitachon. We'll do a little bit more of the tayelesim, perik aleph, and then Mez Hashem, we want to start perik aleph.